And I have our young disciples come forward. Hey, Nick. How are you? Good to see you. So, I had, this is an interesting story this morning in our gospel lesson, and it talks about touch. And you probably remember, like, if you've been in maybe a store with a lot of glass or plates or stuff in cabinets and things like that, that you've gone inside and mom and dad said, now don't touch, okay? Look, don't touch, right? When I was growing up, one of the favorite things I had that I drug around with me everywhere was a whoopee. I had a blanket, and that thing went everywhere. I mean everywhere, right? It was my security blanket. I carried it with me. And one day I went out in the garage, and on top of the trash can was my whoopee. I told mom and dad, don't touch, right? That was my whoopee. That was what I needed. And it was real soft, right? And you've touched things. You know not to touch a hot stove or a hot plate, but you've touched like the bark of a tree and felt that. It's real rough. Or the sand on the beach or the seashell. Sometimes that's smooth, right? There's different textures for things in that touch. And touch is real important. We just got through celebrating passing the peace where we shook each other's hand. And that's a connection. That's a touch, right? And that's a connection with each other. So the story in the Bible this morning teaches us about touch and faith. And a woman who had been sick for 12 years. She had been sick for 12 years. Heard about Jesus. And she pushed her way through the crowd in order to get to him, to just touch the hem of his garment, right? Just a quick touch. Because she needed, and she knew that if she touched that hem, she would be healed, right? That was that important to her. But that touch is so critical because she had such great faith and touching the hem of his garment. She believed that if she could just touch Jesus' clothes, she would be healed of her illness. And Jesus felt that touch. He felt that. He's like, who just touched me? Who just touched my garment? Who did that? You felt that before when somebody walks up and perhaps touches your back, something like that, or gives you a tap. You're like, What was that? But Jesus felt a little bit of his power come out of him through that touch. And he turned to her and he said, woman, you are of great faith. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be cured of your disease. Right? So one of the lessons of this story is that Jesus didn't say, don't touch. You can only look. He accepted the woman and her faith. And that's our charge, is that we accept others, everybody else, all others, right, by their faith. And we connect with them in their faith. And we do that by expressing our love in so many different ways. A handshake, a touch, just a I love you, a hug. Well, we show that in so many different ways. So I want you to think about that this week as you're moving through your summer. You're coming off your big week in New York with family, right? Yeah, hanging out maybe with your brother or your mom and dad or friends. Think about touch and what that means to express Christ's love. Will you pray with me? And gracious one, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, for the connection, the comfort, the healing, that has been expressed through him to us by his love, his grace to us. Remind us this week that you are with us, and help us to see you in all things that we do, in all the people we meet. In your Son's name we pray. And everybody says, Amen. Amen.